Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic picked by one of our listeners, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And I'm going to give you contact information in a minute. I just want to let you know that Ada Marie does not do mediumship with the other side on the show. That takes too long. And so her interactions with you callers on the show are relatively brief. But she does do mediumship in private sessions. She does coaching. She does channeling. She does healing. She does all of that via the telephone if you want. And you can reach her at area code. Oh, and let me mention, she will give the first 15 minutes for free. So feel free to reach out to her at thegoldenoracle.com or at 520-896-9510 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time. And so let me welcome Ada Marie. Ada, how are you?
I'm good. Fabulous, actually. I just cleared my house out, so it's quiet.
All right. That's always a good feeling.
Yes, it is a good feeling.
Peace once again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to be able to do the show without interference.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, so. That's always a good thing. I thought I was going to have a little interference here today. My dog was really barking up a storm, but he calmed down as soon as I started talking to the caller, so that's a good thing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Karen is our first caller of the day, and she wanted to hear about hope in a difficult economy. And if we can address that and talk about hope in general, that would be wonderful. So what do you have to say for starting out?
Well, what I have to say is hope and actually knowing that your hope is viable. In other words, we are in a bad economy. That's true. But every day an opportunity comes to do something, right? And it might be one little tiny thing. But that little tiny thing down the road will give us more hope and insight. And it is the insight that we get from hope that gives us the ability to move forward in a positive manner. That positive manner is extremely important if you are going to accomplish anything. I don't care what it is, anything. You have to have a positive energy within yourself. So hope will, if your hope is positive and you are using that positive energy, then you will succeed in whatever it is you are attempting to do. Many people say, well, I couldn't do it, but there are no can'ts. In the universe, there are no can'ts. You can't. Can't is a word that belongs to people who don't want to make the effort. They can't do it because they're not going to make the effort to make it happen. Because it don't happen right now, they give up. I can tell you, I had a dream house one time of having a guest house so the people could come and I could work with them one-on-one. That dream was when I was in my 20s. I am now in my 80s, and guess what I have? I have this wonderful two-bedroom guest house, which actually covers all the bases, because if someone comes with a person who is ill, they have a bedroom right there to stay right in the same building with them while they're here. To me, that was the biggest blessing I could ask for.
I can well imagine. And just to let the new callers know, we will get to all of you. Right now, we're talking about hope. And I've always heard you say, don't hope, wish, hold the knowing.
That's right.
Can you explain the difference between hope and knowing? I mean, you've alluded to it already about the
yes.
positive approach.
But when you know, you know. You do not question the knowing. You can mold something around in your head and hope it would work. But if you want it to work, you have to have the knowing it will work, and then the process of the knowing will be given to you from the other side. Your angels, your guides, your people will give you that knowing. And once you have the knowing, you can go forward, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that takes a lot of faith.
It does. It does. You know, you can, and people say, well, I can't. There is no such a word as can't. I was in a wheelchair and couldn't walk after a bad accident. They told me I'd never walk again, and I just looked up at the lady and I said, ma'am, I will walk. She walked out of the room. Today I walk just as good as anybody. But I wasn't going to give up. I wasn't going to give up my right to walk. And I said to God, now I'm going to walk, and I will, and I did, and I do. So it's in your mental process what you're going to do if you set your mind to it. Once it is set, it will happen. Work on it, folks. Just work on it.
Well, I would imagine it's like a muscle that needs to be exercised, that it takes a lot of practice in order to really achieve the results that you're hoping for.
That's right. But you're the one who has to do the homework. People say to me, well, that wasn't easy. I said, I didn't tell you it was going to be easy. I said, you can do it if you put your mind to it. And practice, work, work, work. Make it happen.
What are some of the steps that people can use?
The best step they can use is to look in the mirror every morning, tap their temples and say, I am in perfect health, mentally, physically, and emotionally. All three. And keep doing that until all that negative stuff just drops away from you, and it will. My students in California, for years, they would come with all kinds of things. And in less than 6 months, they would have talked their way to success and healing. And they did it morning and night, tapping their temples and demanding perfect health, perfect health, perfect health. And they got it. They got it.
Well, I think it's important that we remember how powerful we are, that we are divine beings.
Right.
Just happen to be in human form. And a lot of times we focus on the frailty of being human. But the mission in this life is to become spiritually evolved, and we can do that. And we need to recognize the power that comes from within and tap into that.
That's right. You are absolutely right. Because nothing is impossible. It just takes a little longer. That's the difference. It just takes that determination and the effort and the time. And again, you know, time is your element. Time is your helper. If you will do your homework, you will get the results.
What else can you do besides tapping your temples and affirming that you're in perfect health?
Well, there's a lot of things, but basically, I found that to be really the strongest form of changing your energy. But I actually believe in having your feet worked on. If you can't work on your own feet, then you get somebody who can. And once a week, you get a foot massage. And you'll be amazed at how your energy, your heart gets better, your lungs work better. You feel better all over. And when you wake up in the morning, you have energy. But you need to do something to work on your feet. And if you don't have anybody, go buy a set of rollers. There's rollers you can buy, and you can roll your feet on those rollers, and that will help a lot. Some people, that's all they have is those little rollers that I've told them about, and because they don't have anybody to work on their feet. But they use those rollers morning and night, and by golly, they're out walking, and they're doing things, and some of them are even dancing again. So it's all in your consciousness. Do you want to make the effort? And are you willing to make the effort to get where you want to go? That's how it is. It's when you're teaching kids how to read and write, teaching them their ABCs. You stay with them and stay with them until they can do it.
Beautiful. Well, I would like to take some calls if you're ready.
I'm ready.
And then I'm interested in what you might have to say about balancing chakras. Is that something you'd like to talk about later?
I can, yes.
Okay. All right. Our first caller is Karen, and she's the one that gave us our topic for the day. So I thank you, Karen. Karen, you're live.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. This is Karen from Chicago. My question is, I'm looking for a job right now, and August 14th, I have a one-week project from a lady who runs a temp agency, and I'm wondering if you see someone calling me before that August 14th. I still have to make some more money, or if you see something else coming for me.
There is about three different options you may have to choose from in about a week or so, but in the meantime, sit down and write out the kind of job you want, the distance you want to drive to work, the kind of people you want to work with, and how happy you will be in the job. And I say that to people all the time, because if they do that, if they do those steps before they even look for a job, the chances of them getting the kind of job they want and working with the people they'll be comfortable with are very good. And I've had a number of calls just from this show where people have said, you know, you were right. 3 days after I wrote my list, I got an interview. Or 2 weeks later, I got one job, and then another job came up, and I took the second job. Different things. So it's up to you. What do you want? What are you willing to work for? How hard are you willing to make the effort?
Okay. I'll write it all out then. Yes, true.
But you do see possibilities coming her way.
Yes, I do. I see several of them, actually. And she'll have to decide to pick and choose. Three of them is going to be really hard for her to pick one or the other. So, yes, I see a job, and I see a lot of good things in it.
Well, it's nice to have options, isn't it, Karen?
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I will let you guys know, definitely.
Please do. Ada's on every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Time, and we always love to have feedback, and people are always welcome to call in with other questions. That's not a problem. And like I said, if you want to do a full-scale session with her, I gave out her phone number, which I'll give out one more time for the other callers that weren't tuned in at the beginning. She's available between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific Time, and her phone number is area code 520-896-9510, and her website is thegoldenoracle.com. So, Karen, thank you for calling in. Thank you for your topic. Was there anything else about the topic that you wanted us to discuss later on?
If you could just touch on any type of stones or baths or anything herbal that you could also add to, you know, just keep your energy positive, that would help out too.
That sounds good. What do you say, Ada?
Well, there is things to do to keep your energy positive, and probably one of the best ones is to look into the mirror and say to yourself, I am the light of God that cannot fail, and know for sure that everything that you meet, you are being guided by God for the experience and the lesson, and that you really are one with God. You really are. I am the light of God that cannot fail, and I am careful about what I do and say, because I don't want to make any negative statement that is going to come back and I have to deal with it, right?
Right, definitely. Definitely. I will definitely put it on my mirror so I can say it every morning. Thank you. Thank you.
What about stones or herbs, Ada Marie?
Pardon?
She wondered about stones or herbs.
Well, you know, I don't deal with stones or herbs. I know I have a direct line to God. So when I sit down at the table and I bow my head, I say, okay, Father, now I really would like to have you assist me, and I will be silent while you fill my head with information I need to know later on. And I just sit very quiet, and I just be peaceful, and when I know I don't have any thoughts in my head, at that point I am receiving information that I will be able to use later. I don't hear anything. I don't see anything. I just know that I am silent and I am receiving. When you are totally silent with no thought, you are receiving from God information that's vital to you. So practice it and you see it will happen.
You do have crystals, though, don't you?
I have them in the window, yes.
Yeah. Because you've talked about the power of rose quartz before.
Right. And I have rose and blue and gold and white and pink in the window.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So they just sit in my kitchen window. So they're always emanating energy, and they're always cheerful. They're always cheerful. And to me, that's a good thing. I don't pick them up. I wash them off every week because they get dusty, but I mean, I don't hold them or do anything. I just have them sitting there. And they have a real wonderful feeling that emanates throughout the room. Very wonderful.
Beautiful. Well, Karen, thank you very much for calling and for suggesting the topic for the day. And with that said, we're going to move on to the next caller.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and let us know how you make out with the job. Okay, she just dropped off the line. All right, Allison, you're live.
Hi, good afternoon, or evening, morning.
Hello.
Hi, Ada. Hi, Ada Marie. I'm a first-time caller.
Hi,
I'm a first-time caller into the show, first-time listener. So I'm excited to meet you and see what you have to say with my question.
Okay. What's your question?
I am looking to relocate in my area into my own living space, a rental, into my own living space, and get out of an untenable roommate situation that is continuing for too long.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking for quite some time. It's the rental market here, or the housing market in general, is extremely challenging.
Yeah.
So this is a great deal to do with the time lag or the futility so far. But it's been four and a half months already, and I really need to get on with my getting into my own space, because I have a lot I have to deal with of a personal nature that's emotional in nature, but I need my own space to deal with that. So I would like to hear what you have to say around getting this I'll tell you, and I have done lots and lots and lots of prayer, vision boarding, journaling, affirmations written and visual, clarity about exactly what I want, and putting it out in my own mind and in the universe. So there's certainly no lack of effort on my part.
Right, right. And have you succeeded in half of it?
have I succeeded in half of it?
Yeah,
no
half
more
of
than
what
half.
You've written.
No more than half. Which is to say that, which is, I mean, I've looked at a few places, but they were definitely no-goes for various reasons that aren't pertinent to the discussion today.
But the place you're looking for is not in the direct area where you are right now.
I'm looking in a very wide area, but
right.
Obviously I need to be cognizant, cognizant of, the fact is not just only distance, but there's just this area in particular is not a big metro area, so it's not like, it's not as though I can, that there are opportunities for 10, 15, 20, 30 miles out. It's not like that here. This is more of a rural type area, small townish area.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be good for you. That rural area will make you feel a lot better.
I've lived here for several years. I don't want to live too far out. I don't want to live in the middle of nowhere. There are some other drawbacks that come with that. So I'm not looking to live out in the middle of nowhere with no one around me for.
But are
you are now,
isn't that a good area?
Where I am living in the town that I'm living in the town I'm living in, yes, it is a good area for me.
Yeah.
It is a good fit for me, for who I am. But housing availability is an issue for many, many, many people here.
Yeah. But I see that you're living in a very good place for you right now.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. So that being said, why would you move?
She's having a
because
problem with her roommate.
Because I'm in an untenable roommate situation, and I need my own space so I can deal with some things in my personal life.
I see. Okay. Well, then very quietly, I'm going to say this, and I know it sounds weird, but try it. Very quietly, go for a walk around a square block, all the way, 1, 2, 3, 4 blocks, okay? And see if you don't see or find a place that's perfect.
I walk around that block. I don't know exactly where you're talking about, or if you're talking about any random like any random block in the area. Are you talking about any random block in the area?
Well, I'm talking about anything in the immediate area where you live that is not close to where you live right now.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time looking for rent signs, and the reason I can do that is because I drive for a living all over the town, so I'm constantly on alert for the tiniest, blip of a hint of something that might be a rental, and I have spent 4.5 months doing that, and again, I haven't had any reward on that yet, so I am very, very, very resourceful, very much a thinker outside the box, and so I'm very committed to this move and very clear on what I need with this move, and again, going back to the sheer reality of the housing market or the, not just housing, rentals, housing, all kinds of, so that's, I don't know what to say to that. I can only walk.
Well, what I'm saying is that you've been driving around, find an area that you feel, you will find something, and you may find something that is behind something else. Like there may be a house, and there may be another house behind it. That's what I'm seeing.
Well, there's
like
a woman.
There's
two
driveways.
Well, that's kind of interesting. There's an ad that appeared recently that for a one bedroom apartment that's coming available next month. There's already a tenant living in there, so she's not going to be showing it until next month, early August. but and it will be extremely competitive. But it's a little, it's a one bedroom apartment in a building that's behind a house. I already know about it. I'm gonna, she's gonna be showing it, you know, to you know, 15 people. So
mm-hmm.
at different times, you know, she's gonna be doing a, you know, it's gonna be a first come first served kind of showing.
Right.
And I'm not number one. I'm down the list. I'm probably about number six down the list. So she won't have any trouble renting that. She'll probably rent it to the first person. But anyway, she does. That is kind of in the works for next month, early August.
Have you talked to her?
Yes, I have.
And did you like her?
I talked to her for 3 minutes. And what can you say after 3 minutes? It was very polite, cordial.
Uh-huh.
You know, factual. she gave me the layout of the land. Says it's going to be very competitive. I'll probably it'll rent very, very quickly is what she said. She was upfront about that. She said you're down the bottom. You're down the list. There's other people ahead of you. And she made that clear, and that's how it was. Yeah.
Right.
But it is.
And she's the one who makes the choice.
Because it's not her house. It's an apartment, like I guess some kind of apartment structure, a small one, just behind her house. So
yeah,
I have not seen the space yet, but I just flashed on that when you said it was behind something. So I thought I'd throw that out there for you.
Right. Is somebody living in it now?
Yes, that's why she is showing it. Not showing it until August because there's still a tenant in the space. Yes.
Right. Well, you get over there the day before August 1st and talk to her.
No, I can't do that. That would be very disrespectful, and that would be intrusive. And she's already made it clear that she will be setting appointments according to, like, when they contacted her. So she's setting appointments.
Oh,
She's doing one at a time. She's not doing a mass showing. She's doing one at a time. So if the first person, for example, likes it and looks like a good person, that person will get the rental. That's how it works here.
I see. Well, there's a very good chance then you could get the rental.
She's number six on the list.
I'm number six. And there will be five people ahead of me who will be. No, okay. It may or may not be a good number.
You know,
it is. Yes. She's made it known that it will rent very, very quickly, and it probably will go to probably the first person who's on the list, unless that person has some.
Beta doesn't think so.
Glaring,
issues
with background. I'm just giving some, what she told me. Communicating what she told me.
Well, go back and see what happens.
All right. Well,
you have a good chance at it.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see.
You do.
We'll see what happens. I'll let you know after.
Okay.
By all
means,
early August.
Let us know.
I'll call you back.
Yeah.
Do let us know. Yeah. I will. I will let you know.
Yeah.
I will let you know.
Okay.
I will let you know whether it was that one or not. Yeah. I would love for this to be the one, and I can move on with my life and get moved like I need to be moved.
Right.
All righty.
Well, we're going to need to move on, Allison, but thank you for calling.
Yes. Oh, you bet, and thank
you. Okay.
I'll be in touch next month.
Best wishes to you.
Thank you so much.
I think Ada would. They hold knowing, stay positive about it, that try not to focus on the fact that you're number six on the list and that's going to hurt your chances. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
If you know, don't question knowing.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm one of many. I'm one of many. That's who I am. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care,
bye-bye.
Honey.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah, sorry to cut you off. Okay, we're moving on to Marion. We have a lot of callers. Marion, you're live.
Hi, great day. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I guess I just want to jump in because you say we're short on time. I just want to know what do you see upcoming for me? And I'm still in mourning, so if you pick that up, that's what that is. But I just want to know if you see anything, any changes coming up for me as far as finances, or is there anything I need to be aware of that I'm missing?
Are you looking for another job? Is that what you're doing?
I had not thought of that at all, but I am working on a side business. I am.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. And that should go, if you put effort into it, that should become very lucrative. Because
okay.
I see something with you, but it's going to take a lot of energy and effort to get it started.
Yes, ma'am.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay. Then put your energy into it with the knowing that it's going to be extremely successful in 3 months.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am. And, yeah, I could see that. That's what I'm hoping on. That's what I'm betting on.
No, that's what you know. You don't hope,
yes,
you don't
I apologize.
You don't want,
in my
you
knowing,
know.
That's right. I feel that, yeah, I needed to correct that. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't need to apologize. We all need reminders about that because faith is such an important piece, and
mm-hmm.
even stronger than faith is the knowing, holding that knowing that anything is possible and that whatever the desire of your heart is, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else and serves the highest good, is going to come to pass.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
Absolutely
yes.
true.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I ask you one other thing just for clarity? So as far as, do you see me getting like some type of like lump sum payout, like an inheritance or anything coming up soon? That keeps coming to me, but I just didn't understand the message. But it keeps seeing like
But it's coming late in like November.
Okay.
Late in the year, I would say from the 1st of November on, you could be expecting anything. It would come.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so
and
much.
It's all right to know it. And it's all right to have the knowing. Just hold it and then watch it open up.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's true. Yes, ma'am. Yes, that's true. Very true. Okay, thank you
okay.
so much. All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Marianne. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, our next caller is Catherine. Catherine, you're live.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
I am planning a trip. My friends are planning a trip to Alaska in September, and it's on my birthday weekend. And I haven't bought my ticket yet, and hesitation on that. I'm not sure. And if there's something, maybe an additional ticket. I don't know. I just feel like there's something else that's going to happen around that weekend, or if I should just go for it and just buy the ticket up to Alaska.
Now, wait a minute. You think something's going to happen at home over that weekend?
No.
Or are
no.
you thinking something's going to happen in Alaska?
Maybe a second trip associated with it, like a second stop. You know, like, I live in California.
I think,
you know, maybe going someplace first and then Alaska, or Alaska and then someplace after that on the way back to California.
You could do either one that you want to do, but I don't understand the question you're asking, because it appears to me that it's not a problem for you to do either one.
And well, it is financially.
Either way. I see. So you need to, in other words, conserve.
Maybe
right?
Extra time off work and an extra plane ticket thrown in there.
Mm-hmm. And can you actually afford that?
That's the question.
Pardon?
Yes, that is the question.
Right. I think it's a little much right now for you to do that, but then since you're asking that question, I'm telling you, you should wait.
Yeah, that's the tricky part with plane tickets. They get more expensive the longer you wait.
It might get more expensive, but you will have more money if you wait.
I see.
You could probably purchase a ticket now and then make the trip later on. You could buy a ticket.
Right.
And then, and then go in maybe, November or September.
I don't understand.
Would depend if it was cheaper to buy the ticket now and then go in September or something or October.
It is. It's my birthday weekend. This is a very specific weekend to go on.
Oh, I see. So that's what you want to go on your birthday?
Yeah.
Okay. And your birthday is when?
The end of September.
Okay. So can you get the ticket now cheaper than in September?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a plan.
Right.
If you buy the ticket now and then go in September on the ticket,
so my question
then
was,
you've saved.
Do you see anything else happening? Do you see an additional trip attached to that weekend?
A different trip?
Uh-huh.
I don't see another trip.
Attached to
that. I see somebody maybe coming
period.
To see you.
Okay.
Pardon?
Yeah, attached to that
weekend.
You
could have some. Right. Somebody could be planning to come to see you that you don't know yet.
Uh-huh.
I see that. But they haven't told you anything about it, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's great.
You know.
I like people to come see me.
Yeah. And I don't know how far away they are that's coming to see you, but they're not close. I know that.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Take care, Catherine. Okay. I see a friend who's next in the queue. I'm just trying to work the switchboard. It's working slowly. Okay, let's see if Eleanor wants to talk to you. Eleanor, you're live. Eleanor, can you hear me? Hello, area code 315. Can you hear me? Apparently not.
Okay.
So we'll go to another area code.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Area code 216. What is your name, please?
Hi, it's Sharon. Hi, David. Hi, Ada.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me, Ada, okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you, you were correct 3 weeks ago when I spoke to you. You said that I was going to get the job that I applied for, and I got it. I love it. It's a perfect job.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you.
I know. What Yeah, what I want to ask about, there's a, the man that hired me, I cannot figure him out. Is he happy with me? I mean, he doesn't let anybody in his office. I can't go in his office. I mean, he's just really very distant. Is he distressed?
He doesn't seem to be stressed. I think he is just cautious. To see, you know, when you take a job like that, you have to work a month or two to be able to become part of that group. And
okay.
I think he's just watching after that. I think he's very cautious that he didn't want to make a mistake, and I don't think he did make a mistake. He just is very standoffish, so to speak.
He is.
Right?
Is that going to change?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is. Why? Just because he's cautious?
Yeah.
Well, I know the last person...
Pardon?
She left. The last person that was in the office left after 3-4 months. She just got up and left.
Yeah.
So is he satisfied with me?
Yeah, he seems to be very pleased.
He seems to be very pleased.
He likes you.
Do you feel we're going to have...
He's just very cautious.
He's just very cautious. Do you feel we'll have a working relationship?
I think you'll have a very good relationship, working and friendship. He's just very cautious.
Sorry. Give it time.
Just
is that what you're
it
saying?
Time, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's what
but
I'm
maybe
saying.
And when he told me, no, don't go in my office,
yeah.
He locks it. I don't know him. That's just probably the way he is. You know, everybody's different in their own way. I'm like, okay, no problem. But it's gonna.
Yeah.
Am I going to work out there?
Yes. Oh, that came fast.
I'm so
yeah,
glad.
That
so
answer
I'll
came.
Get past my.
Wow.
I'll get past my 3-month probation, and he'll be satisfied and everything. I know he's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's had two office managers in the past 12 months. So he's really, really on edge. But he's okay with me. That's all I want to know. You really see that? And I love the job. It has everything I'm looking for.
He seems to be very happy with you.
Okay. And the job is everything I want. Except I have to learn the job, of course. That's always in every job, you know.
Yeah. So you're
but
in a good place.
Okay, so he is happy with me. Do you pick up anything else for me?
No, that you could be there for a long, long time.
Good. Okay.
That's a job you can hold for a long time.
Thank you, Ada. I wanted to hear that. It really is a good job. Everything. Thank you.
Yeah.
Benefits, the pay. I just got to learn the job, and I just break him in. I'm not going to push anything. I'm just going to go, yeah, I got it. Okay?
Right. You got it. Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Sharon, and congratulations on the job.
Right.
Thank
good
you.
To talk to you again.
Yep. And they're 3 weeks. I know, David. I'm home at night now, so I'll probably be calling in. I know I used to work at night. Have a good day, okay?
Oh,
thanks.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Thursday and Friday, 7:30 Eastern time, I'm on. I've got some good shows coming up.
You're so nice.
Okay.
Well,
take care, Sharon.
Thanks.
Yep, you too. Okay, moving on to... We've got a lot of callers today, Ada. It's wonderful.
Wow.
Area code 703, let's see, there you go. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you guys?
Great.
Great.
What's
I'm
your
good.
Question?
Well, I tried out for a TV show a few months ago, and I'm just trying to see what you kind of see from this journey. Is it going to continue, or what are you picking up from it?
You're going on a journey?
No, I tried out for America's Got Talent a few months ago, and I was just wondering if you see if this journey is going to continue, if I'm going to, you know, something's going to happen with it, or maybe I have to try out again.
It looks like it's continuing in a very positive manner right now. Seems to be very positive.
Okay.
If I'm wrong,
I know
you correct me, but that's...
Well, they're
I feel like
the judge's cut.
There's what?
They have taped already the judges cut, and they're going to be going to the live rounds in August. So that's why I was just kind of seeing if you see something, you know, in the month of August, or do I have to like maybe try out again?
I think you're in a good place now, and you'll just stay there.
Okay. I got my vision board right in front of me as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm getting signs from the universe. You know, I'll see, because the next state is California. So I see some license plates passed by me with California plates. So do you see me going to California in the next month or so?
You could, easily, if you choose. It's a choice you have to make.
Well, if I get a call, I'm definitely going.
Yes, okay. That's good.
Definitely going. There's no stopping me.
Positive.
We waited 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Sounds like you've got the right attitude, Andrea.
I do. I ask for the signs. You know, it's funny because I'll ask the universe for some signs, and I say, is, you know, this journey continuing, everything being okay? And literally the state that I tried out for and the next one will pass me by like the same time, California, New York City. So
good. When
you ask, you shall receive.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But you have
you've
to say thank you
right.
when you're done, though. Yes, but you have to be grateful and be thankful when you know for the gift that you get.
Right.
As well.
Mhm.
Okay. Well, I'm super excited.
That's
I sign
good.
Music and sign language, so if you watch the TV show and see me, that would be me.
All right. All right.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, honey.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Area code 856, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ada?
Wonderful.
Well, I was hoping if you could just give me a general reading and tell me what you see coming for me regarding any big changes.
I can only answer questions on the show because you're asking for a reading and you have to call in and get that separate. But you can ask a question.
So,
if I can answer it, I will.
Do you see me making a move into a house?
From where you're living now? In September.
In September.
September.
You see me moving into a house in September.
Correct. That came very quickly while you were speaking.
Okay. Hmm. Are they giving you any specific information about it?
No, I think it's something that you have found or know about, and I don't really have any other information. But it's something that you, I think you liked it or you found it or somehow or another you came across that place and you really like it.
Okay, I think September's probably a little early because I don't quite have the down payment by September. I thought it might be
Correct. Sometime
in February, maybe. September's a little soon for me to be able to put the down payment on a home.
Mm-hmm.
That's only 2 months away.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Ada. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, honey, and that's a wonderful thing for you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Ada.
For calling. Okay, you're welcome. Bye, Laura. I'm going to try Eleanor again and see. Maybe, Eleanor, I'm coming to you. Make sure your mute's not turned on. And if you don't want to talk, that's okay too. But I'm going to give you an opportunity. Eleanor, can you hear me? No. Okay. Apparently she's shy.
Yeah.
That's okay. Area code 916. What is your name, please?
Hi, David. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Ada. Well, I'm worried. I had called and I started a job on July the 5th, and I didn't get access to system things on the computer that everybody else did, and they said they would catch me up, but then they had amnesia about that later. And then my hearing aid started acting up, so I applied for an American with Disabilities Act block of time off to address that so I can get that resolved. And so they said, and so I did apply through Cigna. It's pending, but I have to submit paperwork, and I'm going to go to my audiologist on the 10th. It's the first appointment I could get, and send my hearing aids back to the manufacturer next week. Ada, my question is, will this medical insurance company that starts with a C, will they allow me to start fresh in September, and will I get a new supervisor?
You will get a new supervisor. I don't know if the company will let you, I don't know what the company will do, but you will get a new supervisor, and you'll be very happy with them.
Okay. So will they tell me I can start all over again in September? Because I'm missing way too much time to have them expect that I would know what they're teaching while I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So will they give me another, will I start a new class in September?
Yes.
Okay.
That came
and
fast.
What was that?
I said that answer came very fast.
Good. You know what?
When answers come very fast, they're usually solid.
Okay. And Ada, will I be able to hang on to this job for at least 3 to 4 years?
Yes. More like seven.
There was a man. What?
More like 7 years.
Oh, that's perfect. And in my first class,
yeah,
there was a wonderful man named Joel. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
He was more like a person who went around and helped people with their computers and things. But he had such kindness. I keep wishing that somehow he would become my new boss, but I don't know whether or not he is even wanting to be a boss. Will my new boss be Joel?
It doesn't
or will
appear
it be somebody
so
different?
It
won't be?
He doesn't appear to be a bot. He appears to be a person that goes from place to place.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope my next boss is, I feel much more comfortable and supported with my new boss. Will that happen?
Yes, it will.
Will it be a lady or a man?
It appears to be a lady.
Okay. Well, that sounds very good. And I had also applied at SciEx Healthcare to work in the release of medical records in an office. And
yes,
the lady, Karen, called me. She's the regional manager, and we had a great interview. We really hit it off. And that was almost 2 weeks ago, and she said she'd call me to schedule an in-person interview, but I've not heard from her. Is she just forgetting me?
What? She hasn't forgotten you. She's just real busy. She will call before the week is out.
Oh, okay. So that's just 2 more days then. And
right.
Which would she eventually offer me a job? Where would I have the most longevity?
Yes.
So she would. But which is the safe harbor for me? Is it the one through Karen at Flags Healthcare or the one I've got?
this is going to be the last question, Wendy, because we do need to move on.
Right.
Okay.
The one you've got.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome.
Okay. God bless you. All right. Geez, Eleanor's called back. I don't know if there's been a problem. We'll try one more time. Eleanor, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have
can
a
you
question,
hear me?
Eleanor? Yes.
Yes. I keep a weight problem all of my life, and I don't seem to be able to shake it. It
okay,
follows me wherever I go.
Okay, I'm
going
to tell you
spoke.
How to do it. Listen to me very closely, okay? Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Now, this is where I want you. People that have weighed over 500 pounds have done this and been very successful, very simple. I want you to stand in front of the mirror in the morning when you first get up after you go to the bathroom, tap your temples and say, I am a perfect size six. Six. Perfect size six. Do it 10 times in the morning and 10 times at night before you go to bed. Now, you have to be consistent. You cannot drop off even one day, and your body will take over, and you will begin to get smaller and smaller and smaller. Within a month, you will see a change in your size. Now, did you hear me? You're
yes,
going to take your fingers, and you're going to tap your temples and say, I am a perfect size six, if that's what you want to be, a six. And I will guarantee within 3 months you'll be at least halfway there, if not further. You could be there. Because it'll change
thank
what
you.
You eat. It'll change what you drink. But it works. And I've had people that weighed 500 and 600 pounds, and all the dieting they did didn't do any good. But when they did that, they went down within a year. They were a perfect size, you know, 3, 4, or 5. So if you do it consistently every day, morning and night, you will see results. It works.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds good, Ada.
It works for everybody. I don't care if it's a man or woman, it works. It works for everyone because what you are doing, you are tapping your temples, putting that size, whatever, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, into your consciousness, and the consciousness will begin to work on it, and it will begin to happen. It doesn't happen overnight. You got to keep at it. If you're 500 pounds, you're going to keep at it for at least a year. And then you should be down to around maybe a size 12. You know, some people have gone to a size 12 in a year and were content with it. So it's up to the individual person. They can pick a size they want, and they can tap their temples with the size, and slowly the body will become that size. But you got to do it morning and night. Tap your temples morning and night.
And that will help her leg too?
Yes, it will help your leg because you won't have so much weight.
Oh.
Because the leg problem is the weight she's carrying. Are we through?
No, we're not. That's just means that no more callers will be able to get in after 90 seconds. So pay no attention to her.
Okay.
Well, Eleanor, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for receiving me.
Our pleasure.
Right.
God bless. Let us know. Well, I'll find out if it works because I see you once a week.
Okay.
All right. Take good care and God bless.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We do have 3 more callers. Do you want to take the calls?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Area code 504. What's your name, please? Hello, area code 504. Can you hear me? I don't know if you have the mute button on. You might want to check that. funny. We did have problems with Eleanor's call before.
Right, we did.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a studio, but she got through. Okay, area code 504, we'll come back to you. Just hang in there. Unless you can hear, unless you can say something that we can hear. Okay, we'll come back to you. No worries. All right, area code 404, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, what's your name, please?
Okay, hi, my name is Ashia.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Ashia.
Ashia, okay, I like that name.
Yes, sir.
It's pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What is your question, Ashia?
Oh, yes, my question is, well, I'm trying to start, you know, classes for college, and I'm trying to get in around August, and I just turned in everything, and I have to take this Accuplacer test tomorrow. It's like a placement test, like see what classes you get in. You got to pass it. Do you see me? What do you see with that? You see me passing it, starting school? Like, what do you see with my career?
Yes. Yes, you'll pass the test.
It's tomorrow.
Yes.
And because I'm going for radiology tech. I'm going. So you see me doing radiology tech?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, my God. Around what time, though, did you see me, like, graduating college and starting my career?
I'm not getting a time.
How long is the program, Ashia?
She says, like, 2.5 years, almost 3.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you finish it within
Atlanta
that
Tech.
Period of time?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's always, like, finding a job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. She was about to say something. I'm sorry. What was you about to say?
I was about to say that you will finish the class, if that's what's worrying you.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you'll
I will finish and graduate.
Stay with it.
Okay, I will,
yes.
And I will be a radiology tech. It didn't tell you around what time, did it? No.
Mm-hmm.
It did? Okay.
No, she said it did not. She did not come up with a time for you, honey.
Oh.
Oh, okay. And what,
is that right, Ada? I don't want to put
right.
words in your mouth.
No, you didn't. I did not come up with a time. That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Okay,
right.
And this guy, we had a baby together, but I had a miscarriage. His name, Lowell, birthday, September 25th. Did you see him coming back to me, like contacting me? Like, you see us getting back together? My last question.
I don't see that, but it could happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you, Miss Ada. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Guys. Yeah, have a good day.
Thank you for calling, Ashia. God bless
no, thank
and
you
best wishes with your test tomorrow. Let us know. Ada's on every week. Call back next week and let us know how you made out on the test, okay? We want to hear yes.
Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. I will.
All right.
Definitely.
Okay,
all right,
great.
Y'all have a good day.
Bye-bye. Okay, you too.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, area code 631, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, it's Suzanne, and I've been putting applications out for schools or bus companies. I have a summer job, but it's exhausting and far away and not enough pay. So I am applying for something for September. Do you see me getting interviewed, and do you know what I'll be doing?
I don't know what you'll be doing, but you'll get 3 different interview options.
Okay, do you know when? School starts September.
Sometime in the next week or so. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be in
you know if it's
going to
be aid, teacher aid jobs or bus company?
I'm not sure, but you'll get an option. You'll have 3 different chances to take a job, and it's up to you to make that choice.
Oh, so I will get a job, though, because I just want one job till I retire, and that's it. I want this to be the okay pay and just retire doing it.
Okay. That would be good.
Yeah. All right, great. So I hope I don't have to wait longer than a week. I'm sorry.
You'll know within
a week.
That'll
be good.
Yeah.
All right.
You'll be happy.
So that means next week I'll hear a phone call, or will I hear this week for next week?
It'll probably be late this week, probably Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that'll be good. That'll be good. Great.
Mhm.
Well,
thank you
simple.
So much.
Mhm.
Okay. Bye bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's try this area code one more time.
Okay.
Area code 504. Can you hear me, please? Hello, area code 504. We have you live on the air, but we can't hear you. Well, that's curious.
That is odd.
Well, Ada, what do you say about chakras? What is the importance of being in balance and in alignment with regard to chakras?
Well, the chakras are what keep the body healthy. If they're in alignment, then you're healthy. You're mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy. So when you're in tune and you can balance your own chakras by simply being silent and holding that silence with no thought for 7 to 8 minutes, but you have to practice that. That isn't something that comes easy for people unless they've been doing a lot of silent things where they have no thought. But you can balance your chakras by simply being silent, letting the universe and the body take over and balance everything in your system.
What's the best way for letting go of thought? Because that doesn't come easily to all people.
No, it doesn't. But my grandmother trained us, and she would give us a piece of aluminum foil.
Uh-huh.
And she would say to us, now you look in that piece of foil, you look right at that thing until you can't think of another thing except the light coming out of that piece of aluminum foil. And believe it or not, if you don't think and if you're really quiet, it looks like there's a light in that aluminum foil. Even if it's only at arm's length, it looks like it has a light. So you can put it on a table, you can put it on a bottle, you can put it anywhere, but if you sit and just concentrate looking at it until you see the light in it, you will see a light in that aluminum foil.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And it balances everything in your whole system, your mental, emotional, and physical system.
I think it's important when you're meditating in silent that if you get a thought, that you don't beat yourself up or judge it, just to let it bubble up through the top of your head and let it go.
Let it go. Let it disappear.
Yeah.
It's not there for you. It just happened to be passing by, and you were open. So let it go.
Yeah.
Release it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, we had a wonderful show today. Lots of callers.
We did, and it was really interesting.
Yes.
I was really surprised at some of the answers they got.
You came up with some good ones, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I actually channel those answers.
I know you do.
And I don't really know until I hear them, what they're saying. You know, I can't tell you ahead of time because I don't know.
Right.
So it's wonderful. I love working with you. You're wonderful to work with.
Thank you. I love working with you, too. And one more time, I'm going to put out Ada Marie's contact information in case you want to do a full session with her. She does give the first 15 minutes for free. She also does one-on-one retreats at her guest house there in Oracle, Arizona. And her website is thegoldenoracle.com. She does mediumship. She will do general readings, but you need to book a session with her. She doesn't have time to do that on the air. And her phone number, she's available 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's West Coast time. And the phone number is 520 8 1-800-896-9510. She is a seer, a channeler, a conscious medium, a healer, a life coach, and counselor, and she's transformed the lives of thousands and thousands of people. And so with that said, I'd say that's a wrap.
Well, I would say so, too. And, you know, if they leave a phone number, I will call them back.
Very good.
Well, okay.
Thank you, Ada.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're wonderful to work with.
Oh, thank you. Talk to you next week, hon.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, and God bless everybody.
Bye-bye.